This is the Sean Hannity Show podcast.
All right. Thanks, Scott Shannon. Welcome aboard. Thanks for being with us. 2012, the year to defeat Obama, save America. And our toll-free telephone number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled Twitter Army is up and running at Sean Hannity. Still have some T-shirts we're giving away randomly to people on Twitter. If you want to become a part, you're going to meet great people. It's a lot of fun. All right, so we have a number of huge disclosures and mistakes that have been made by the administration on national security issues in recent days. For example, we've discovered that the United States for several years now has been secretly releasing high-level detainees from a military prison in Afghanistan as part of, quote, negotiations with the Taliban and other insurgents groups. So why would we be releasing them? And number two is the president told us that democracy was going to be sweeping the Egypt and all of the Middle East and North Africa during the Arab Spring. And not only do we have the Muslim Brotherhood, which is now being funded with U.S. tax dollars, $1.5 billion taxpayer dollars, declaring that Israel is the number one enemy and cutting off energy to Israel, but we have two presidential candidates for Egypt's election that have endorsed jihad against the United States. So how did the country get it? So how did the president get it so wrong? The administration. Victoria Tunsing is with us, former deputy assistant attorney general for the Department of Homeland Security. And Mark Levine is with us, former employee of the House Judiciary Committee. And Pamela Geller is the author of The Post-American Presidency, the Obama Administration's War on America. Welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let me start with you, Mr. Levine. Do you think it's a good idea to have high-level Taliban detainees that we have captured on the battlefield released for any reason?
No, I think the Bush administration made some terrible mistakes because they didn't try these people and actually find out who was guilty and who was innocent. They not only brought the majority of people in Guantanamo Bay who were innocent,
but they released some really dangerous people,
as you know, Sean.
Mark, you think you're being very cute. This is the Obama administration that released them.
No, this is the Bush administration. Hundreds of the people in Guantanamo Bay were released by the Bush administration, and many of them went right back into terrorism. And the problem is, if you don't have civilian courts to find out who's guilty and who's innocent, the Bush administration didn't know who was guilty or who was innocent and was letting these people go.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a shrine to Obama and you light candles every day? Because, look,
I assure you.
It may be a surprise to you, but George Bush has been out of office now for 3.5 years. We found out the Washington Post broke the story this weekend, the secret U.S. exchange program to release Taliban insurgents, high-ranking members, into the battlefield once again happened under the Obama administration. Victoria Tunsing, I'll turn to you.
Do I think it's a bad policy? Absolutely. My goodness. What did they give us first?
I don't think anything.
When we negotiate, if we negotiate from strength, we ask to get before we give. And I didn't see anything in that article about what the Taliban did for the United States.
So it sounds to me like, Victoria, that the president and remember, they just declared 2 weeks ago through the State Department that the war on terror was wrapping up. It was over.
Well, of course, because everyone's been anointed to be pure and released.
Yeah, well, pretty much. So it's based on a false assumption that somehow they're going to change their ways because the Obama administration, Pam, is being nicer to them.
Well, the idea that Bush released, he seems to forget conveniently, of course, the relentless pressure that Bush was under to close Gitmo and that Gitmo was a bad thing and so on and so forth. The very idea that this is a crime, it should be, deemed in a court of law, the verdicts is outrageous and ridiculous. And again, part of the left's campaign against freedom. The Taliban are jihadis. They will always see appeasement as a sign of weakness, and they will try to capitalize on that weakness. They have never reciprocated with gestures of goodwill on their own. Just yesterday, how many soldiers did they kill, behead, and hang their heads on wooden poles? This is what America is negotiating with as a peace partner. What happened to us? There was a time when we would not negotiate with terrorists. Now we're partnering with them. That is not America. That is America lost.
Mark?
No one is defending these people, all right? The problem with Guantanamo Bay is not that terrorists shouldn't be punished. The problem with Guantanamo Bay is that they weren't being punished. They were being kept under indefinite detention, and the Bush administration released a number of them because they were tricked by captives because they didn't have a trial to find out who was guilty and who was innocent.
Mark, yeah. Look, if you want to spend your entire day turning a really serious topic, which is that this is a program by the Obama administration for several years now. They have been releasing who they know to be high-level detainees from a military prison. If you don't want to address the issue, I'll say goodbye to you now. Because
Sean,
I'm going to tell you that you're wasting the time of our audience, and I know the president can't stop himself from blaming and distracting and deflecting and talking about George Bush. But you know what? My audience is more sophisticated than that. So if you can't answer the questions, tell me now, and we'll move on.
Your audience is just as angry at Al-Ajmi, a Kuwaiti who committed a suicide attack.
Now I'm going to ask you again I'll give you one more time. I'm going to ask you, now that we've discovered the Obama administration has been doing this high-level, known detainees from the battlefield that were captured, do you have a problem with what the president's policies are?
I have a problem with any freeing of terrorists, and I don't like that the Bush administration began it, and I don't like that the Obama administration continues it to the extent that they do. Now, none of the Obama people that we've known have gone back and committed atrocities like the Bush people have. But at the end of the day, I think all these people need a trial to find out who's guilty and who's innocent, and that way we know who to release and who not to release.
Sean, Mark is showing a gross naivete about the criminal trial system. Has he ever encountered a Brady motion by the defense lawyers who say they need to interview everybody who has any information about the crime?
Victoria, we've had these trials in the past. Just last week, the subway bomber in New York was convicted.
Let Victoria finish.
There are very, very small number of trials that you can have and not expose classified information. I don't know how many trials you've done, Mark, but I've done a bunch of them.
I've done a few of them, and I know that you can go in camera.
When a Brady motion comes in, and you're supposed, the government is being forced to go to the battlefield to bring in military personnel who were present during the arrest. You cannot do that. You have to give up sources and methods. It is the criminal justice system, which has a lot of protections for people that I represent, and I want it to stay that way, is not meant for a battlefield determination of guilt or innocence.
These are acts of war. They do not deserve constitutional protection. And to Mark's dishonesty about how many returned to the battlefield, he's once again exploiting the lack of transparency in the Obama administration. He is not letting us know how many have returned. It's not that they haven't returned. The Bush administration was transparent about that. The Obama administration is not even transparent about reporting Afghan attacks on American soldiers that do not result in death. So if an Afghan IED or an ambush, it goes off and our soldiers, our boys and girls lose their legs or their arms, that's not reported because they didn't die. How does Mark address that dishonesty and lack of transparency in his Obama administration?
He's going to blame Bush. All right, let me move on for the sake of our audience here. Let me ask Mark this question. You remember during the Arab Spring, the president said and came out against Hosni Mubarak, who was a dictator. And he said that democracy was going to take over in Egypt. And people like myself and a few others predicted that it wasn't going to go the way the president was predicting, that it was going to get far worse. And a terror group like the Muslim Brotherhood was the more likely victor in all of this, or worse. And it's turned out to be true. How is it that the president didn't see what so many of us were able to see at the time, that the Arab Spring would not work out the way the president was describing it to the American people?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of Arab Spring, and it's different in Egypt and Libya and Tunisia and Syria and everywhere else. And
no,
the verdict is not out yet, exactly what's going to happen
in
Egypt.
It's exactly the same.
Let me just answer his question, and then you can go on.
Well, let me just be more specific. The president was specifically talking about Egypt.
Right.
And that the Egyptian people. Go ahead.
In Egypt, before Obama removed any kind of legitimacy to Mubarak, the people had already been in Tahrir Square and they had been marching, and it was clear that Mubarak's days were numbered. Now, Obama had two choices at that point. I guess you think, Sean, maybe he could have come in with tanks to defend Mubarak. I don't think you support that. Once we knew that Mubarak was leaving, I thought it was very smart of Obama to try to be on the side of the new power in Egypt rather than to defend the old, which would make the new power even
answer.
More
anti-American. Let me move on. Since that time, the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a terrorist organization, has been to the White House. They are getting $1.5 billion in American tax dollars. Their first act as after they were elected in parliament in Egypt was to say that Israel and declare Israel as their number one enemy. Then they've cut off supplies to fuel supplies and sources to Israel, and they are preparing for war against Israel, which they have stated publicly. We have the top Egyptian presidential candidates as recently as 2004 and 5 endorsed jihad against the United States of America. Do you think one taxpayer dime ought to be going to a group that is known for its terrorist ties and their extreme position against our closest ally, Israel?
Well, first of all, as I'm sure you know, Sean, the $1.5 billion is going to the current military-ruled government of Egypt that wants to support the peace treaty with Israel. The Muslim Brotherhood may take over. We don't know yet.
The Muslim Brotherhood already has taken over.
But no money went to them. The money went to the current government of Egypt, which is mostly Mubarak holdovers.
Mr. Levine, think how silly you sound by saying, why would any money, if the Egyptian parliament is making all these offensive moves towards Israel, money is going to go one place or the other. If they have the money going to the military, and we have a presidential election coming very shortly with candidates endorsing jihad against the U.S., and they have a stated goal now of annihilating Israel and destroying the Camp David Accords, don't you think it's foolish to give any money into the country, considering that the direction of the country has now been chosen?
Well, I don't think the direction of the country has been chosen. The election will be in a couple of weeks, and we don't know exactly what will happen in the presidential election.
Yeah,
frankly,
we do.
We don't know whether the military will give over power, even if the Islamic Brotherhood wins the election. If you're too dumb
to figure it out, let me explain what will happen. Sharia law is going to be implemented. The very thing that the Muslim Brotherhood said during the uprising in Tahrir Square was prepare for war with Israel. All of that is now coming to fruition, and Victoria, the United States is sending $1.5 billion taxpayer dollars supporting that country.
You know, it's a curious thing, Sean, because the Obama administration says they're pro-women's rights. Well, let's check to see how Sharia law treats women's rights in Egypt after the election and what the Obama administration does about it.
Nothing. That's my guess. Pam?
Look, as early as January 25th, 2011, we on the blogs were saying this is about the Muslim Brotherhood. They had been agitating there for years. We knew that they had been banned. Obama had invited them to his June 2009 speech, his apology tour to the Muslim world in Cairo, Al-Azhar University. They were banned, and he invited them. There were mid-level officials of the Obama administration meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood. Their taking over of Egypt was not an accident. His abandonment of Mubarak was not an accident. And Mubarak, of all of those secular dictators in the Arab world, was the most liberal, and the most liberal reforms were taking place in the Arab world. Where was President Obama during the only freedom revolution in the Middle East, which was in June, July of 2009, which was in Iran, because they had been living under the boot of the Sharia since 1975. That was the only real revolution where you saw women in the streets with lipstick and high heels and hijab and not hijab. And it was about the women and the children and the Persians and the Zoroastrians. Where was he there? I'll tell you where he was. He was buying ice cream with Malia and Sasha. That's where he was, completely ignoring
that. Victoria,
revolution.
I hear you want to get in.
Well, there was an interesting court argument this morning regarding the MEK, which is the bona fide opposition to Ahmadinejad. And this administration has decided not to back the MEK, to keep them on the foreign terrorist list, when people as diverse as John Bolton to Governor Dean of Vermont, former Governor Dean, have supported delisting the MEK. And why are they doing that? Because they're sucking up to Iran, and they don't want Iran to get upset with them for taking the MEK off the terrorist list.
All right,
and
guys,
the reason why that was so important, I just want to say one quick
real
thing.
Real quick.
Is that was the head of the snake. If you had removed the regime in Iran, you would have removed Hamas, Hezbollah, the agitation in Iraq, the agitation in Bahrain. I mean, that was the head of the terrorist snake. That was a defining moment in history, and Obama blew it, and it will be a stain on American history forever.
All right. Thank you all for being with us. I appreciate it. Toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your phone calls when we get back.
Hannity Headlines.
A bite-sized version of the show that you can take with you
everywhere you go.
To sign up today for Hannity Headlines, go to Hannity.com.
Some have suggested that the events on Christmas Day should cause us to revisit the decision to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. So let me be clear. It was always our intent to transfer detainees to other countries only under conditions that provide assurances that our security is being protected. With respect to Yemen in particular, there's an ongoing security situation which we have been confronting for some time along with our Yemeni partner. Given the unsettled situation, I've spoken to the Attorney General and we've agreed that we will not be transferring additional detainees back to Yemen at this time. But make no mistake, we will close Guantanamo Prison, which has damaged our national security interests and become a tremendous recruiting tool for al-Qaeda. In fact, that was an explicit rationale for the formation of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And as I've always said, we will do so. We will close the prison in a manner that keeps the American people safe and secure.
Yeah, we'll just release them, which is what we're now doing, because we're going to negotiate with the Taliban and we'll negotiate with the Muslim Brotherhood. We'll invite them to the White House and then we'll give them $1.5 billion taxpayer dollars. And then we'll tell the American people that we are respected again, when just the opposite is true. I mean, these are things you can't even imagine, areas of weakness. And we'll even tell the American people the war on terror is over. All right, Mitt Romney on Hannity tonight. And did Obama and Holder politicize the Justice Department in an investigation tonight at 9? All right, 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll continue.
We know you never want to miss the Sean Hannity Show. And